Someone else who did that very same thing was Tommy Alsup. Did you ever meet him or know him?
Oh, yes, quite well. He had a studio in Odessa, Texas.
Yep.
And I did some recordings out there.
Oh, really?
He was the best musician, one of the best I've ever known.
Hmm. We have his interview here on VoicesOfOklahoma.com, and he became a member of Johnny Lee Wills and All the Boys.
I guess so. I didn't know him then. I didn't know him until we were living in Odessa.
His age, he was born in 1931, and you were born in 1930, so you guys were about the same age. And then another interview I did was with Curly Lewis, fiddle player. Did you get around him?
Yes. If we went to Tulsa to play, we would always play Kane. This is while I was with the Bob Wills band.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I knew Curly.
We have his interview, too. When he was 11, he won the Bob Wills fiddle contest. And then later on, he spent 6 months with Bob Wills in California. But then he became more identified with Johnny Lee Wills. I've interviewed Rwanda Jackson. Were you ever around her at all? She's younger.
Not really that much. I remember going to something. They have Bob Wills Day at the Capitol, in Oklahoma City. And I remember talking with her then, but I never did know her that well. She was younger than I was.
Yeah.
But I was a fan of hers.
So you graduate from high school when you're 16 years old. What year was that?
1947.
And then where did you go? What did you do?
I went to college in Denver, Colorado Woman's College.
And why did you go? Why did you go there?
Well, because they sent some of their catalogs out, and when I read it, I still have that one. I just knew I had to go to that school.
Hmm. Did you like it there?
I loved it. And while I was there, I was on that Ted Mack Original Amateur Hour. That was a big deal back then.
Yes, yes, it sure was. How did that audition go with Ted Mack?
Well, I just had to go through a lot of auditions, but I got on the show.
So in 1947, 48?
Yes.
You sang country western music out there in Denver. Were they used to hearing country western music?
Well, not like in Oklahoma and Texas. But the girls really liked my singing at my college. Mm-hmm. I would always have to sing at their house meetings.
Oh, yeah. You're probably the only one in the world who yodeled in the Denver Metro Opera House.
You know what? I've yodeled in places that you would not believe. In the basement of the Oklahoma's Capitol, I've forgotten who had me to yodel. There's some guy that had a newspaper, Eddie someone. I can't remember his name right now. But you just wouldn't believe all the places.
Even in many churches, I'll bet, right?
Christ 40 Acres, that's down here, or pretty close to here. Mm. And I used to go out there and sing and yodel.
So then you complete your first year of college. I guess that would be 1948.